Well, there's a lot going on. I mean, that's the understatement of the day. But there are some great things that are going on I want you to know about and be a part of if you can. Something very special, in fact. I think it is actually tonight. It's called the Charity Preview Junior. I love this idea, and we're going to hear all about this idea with our friend Luann Thomas-Ewald, who is co-host of Women Who Lead with Ann Thomas here on WJR. She's the Chief Operating Officer at C.S. Mott Children's Hospital and the Von Voigtlander Women's Hospital at the University of Michigan. Luann, welcome back.
Hi, Paul. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Last time we were together, we were doing the Women Who Lead very special lunch, and I'm glad to do that, and I hope we do it for years. We also have Todd Zott. He is the chair of the 2026 Detroit Auto Show. And everything I hear in advance of the show, Todd, sounds spectacular. Congratulations, being the chair of this great show.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having us on this morning.
It is our pleasure this afternoon. But I know morning, it's easy to say because so many years I was on in the morning. Even I forget.
Exactly.
But I want to know, Todd, you tell me, what's this story about the Detroit Auto Show and the Northville Concours d'Elegance launching a new philanthropic tradition, Detroit Auto Show Charity Preview Junior, that's apparently tonight?
Yes. No, we're super excited. And, you know, David Kibbe, who puts on the Northville Concours d'Elegance, he's the chair of that show, came up with this idea to kind of extend the Detroit Auto Show's iconic charity preview to a charity preview junior for, you know, the young patients here at Mott Children's Hospital. We're doing that today. We're bringing in, through our partners, we're bringing in Power Wheels to be displayed, and we're going to have a little celebration with some refreshments. And, you know, we're very excited about it.
Well, you should be. I mean, it's exciting, but the person who's really got to be excited is Luann. Luann, you must be thrilled, and when you heard about this, you were all in, I bet.
Well, we were so excited, Paul. As you know, we love bringing in the events that are happening around town into the hospital. So as you know, we do this for the Thanksgiving Day Parade. You know, we have our own little Thanksgiving mini parade on our units. And so when we were talking to Todd and Sam from the DADA about Charity Preview a week from today, we thought, how could we bring Charity Preview into the hospital? So that's what will be happening today. We are, you know, as Todd said, we've had sponsors donate Power Wheel cars for us. And the beauty of the Power Wheel cars is that the kids are going to be able to use them and drive themselves to surgery, drive themselves to a procedure, drive themselves to the lobby as they're leaving the hospital, right? So it gives the kids a little bit of control back when they really don't have control when they're in the hospital. So we, you know, we're just so thrilled. We're going to have kids, you know, in the cars today. They're going to be wearing bow ties and tiaras like all of us will be next Friday. So we're going to try to recreate the magic that, you know, from the auto show at Charity Preview. We're going to recreate that here in the hospital today.
This is a spectacular idea. Todd Zott, chairman of the 2026 Detroit Auto Show, 1 week from the Big People Charity Preview. And I know you and Sam have a great show planned. And the celebration today at Mott is going to feature that Charity Preview style program for the children and their families. There's going to be music. There's going to be food. There's even going to be remarks from hospital and event leaders, underscoring the auto show's role as a community partner committed to creating lasting impact. And as you've said, Luann, as the chief operating officer, among other things, at C.S. Mott Children's Hospital, at Mott, we know that healing goes beyond medicine. It's also about joy, comfort, moments of hope. I can't imagine how excited your kids must be, Luann.
It's just, you know, people come here, Paul, and they expect the best clinical care, and that's what they get. But what they don't expect are these wonderful things, like the event we're having today, like, you know, the music studio that we have, you know, the iPad and Lego programs that we have. So this is just adding to the cherry on top of the child's experience when they're here in the hospital. So we just couldn't be more thrilled, and we're excited for what's going to happen a week from tonight. But you know, for the kids that are here in the hospital's full today. Every room is full. If we can bring a little bit of joy and happiness to these families and to these kids, you know, that's what the charity preview next week is all about.
Well, this is just great news. I'm so happy that you guys have come up with this. You know, every time we see one of the sports team or individual players show up at Mott or any children's hospital, we get very excited. But this is the first time I've seen anything quite, well, there isn't anything quite like this. So I salute you both and all the people you represent that are making this happen. And indeed, as Luann just mentioned, Todd, we're talking about a week from today, the charity preview. So let's go through those dates for the 2026 Auto Show. The Gallery, Tuesday, January 13th, Media and Industry Days, including a Mobility Global Forum, Automobility D, and Media Events, Wednesday, January 14th, Thursday, January 15th, the Charity Preview, a week from today, Friday, January 16th, the Public Show, Saturday, January 17th through Sunday, January 25th. And WJR will be there for all of the highs of this great show. We're looking forward to it. What else do you want to tell us about the Detroit Auto Show, January 14th through the 25th? Todd, tell us more.
Well, I've been down on the floor the last few days, Paul W., and it's just the excitement that's building, and the booths are being built. You know, one thing I'm really excited about this year is, you know, we moved our stage inside the show floor, and also we've got this giant jumbotron. So we're going to be creating content throughout the show, including with, you know, kind of roaming reporters that will be reporting up on the screen. Think about a jumbotron at a sports event, you know, where you've got some great content coming at you, showing you different things happening throughout the show. You know, maybe man on the street or some reporting from some of our tracks where, you know, last year we had 100,000 people take test rides. The energy is just electric down there, and, you know, coming off of moving the show to January last year, you know, we've really got some momentum and getting back into our regular cadence of a couple of industry and press days here coming up on Wednesday and Thursday, followed by Charity Preview.
I will tell you from my own experience, and this is back when I was doing the morning show, to be there early in the morning for the last over 25 years. Is it exactly the same way? What I mean is, I know the workers are putting in 12, 14, 15-hour days transforming Huntington Place into a car lover's paradise. But is it, what I used to be amazed about was we'd get there early in the morning and say, how are they going to be done? They'll never be done in time. And yet they always get done. Is it still kind of like that, Todd?
Yeah, I was, I was stressing a little bit about a couple of booths that haven't really got much going yet. And Andrea had to calm me down. Don't worry, they're going to knock it out. It's happening. So I'm sure I'll go back there this afternoon. It'll probably be done.
It's so funny. It's great. These guys do a great job, these men and women who put all this together. And it will be a spectacular show. It just seems to get bigger and better every year now. And we need it because we are Detroit. We're the home of the automobile. And there was a time we almost lost the auto show, like many cities and countries have, but we held on. And thanks to Rod Albert and now Sam, I mean, we still have it. And thanks to you, Todd Zott, and all the people you represent as the chair of the 2026 Detroit Auto Show, and a big smiling Luann Thomas Ewald, co-host of Women Who Lead with Ann Thomas and Chief Operating Officer, C.S. Mott Children's Hospital and the Von Voigtlander Women's Hospital, University of Michigan Health. You got to be so happy, Luann.
I am so happy, Paul. I was telling Todd I was in Florida this week on vacation, and I flew in to make sure I was here today for this special event. So
well,
I couldn't
for
be
you.
More thrilled. Yep.
Good for you. Good luck, or as they say in showbiz, break a leg. I'm sure it's going to be fabulous today and a week from today. Luann Thomas Ewald and Todd Zott, as we continue with Paul W. Smith in Focus on WJR.